Y'all been trying to catch up on some podcasts, but you know it's like practically damn impossible because Big Fatty like farts one out every damn 20 minutes. I mean, his shows are 20 minutes. But we all love some Big Fatty. And I sent him a link to some country fried bacon. So he wants me to eat it, but I really would prefer not to have a heart attack in, anytime soon. So the next time he's in Chicago, we are going to get him some country fried bacon at the, I think it's the Risque Cafe.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But we all love some Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 238 of the BFO for Friday, the 2th of January, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has spent all of New Year's Day watching the football games, and I've had the first nap of 2009, and oh, I've got voice letters, too. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. How is your Friday going so far? I'm going to hope that your New Year's Day and New Year's Eve went well. I've not gotten any reports of tragic overservings. You know, there was just some overservings. Although I did hear Miss Wes's New Year's Eve cast, and he was having a little problem with concentration, and I believe that that may have been caused by the vodka. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Y'all, Big Fatty talked to Miss Wes on New Year's Eve and just had a real good conversation and then realized that Big Fatty was using up all of Miss Wes's cellular telephonic device minutes. So anyway, I'm glad he decided to do a show for New Year's Eve. That was fun, you know, and it wasn't so womp womp. You know, but y'all, Big Fatty, I don't know, I don't think I told you this on yesterday's show, but Big Fatty fell asleep by 11:15. I had on the Anderson Cooper and the Kathy Griffin, going to watch the giant balls drop. Oh, no, that's me. Watch the Times Square ball drop, and I fell asleep at 11:15 and woke up about 12:04. So I totally missed the coming in of 2009, but that's fine. It came in without me, and my pillow was covered in drool, so that's a good way for the new year to come in. And y'all, I don't know. This is really going to date me, and I know that the Sea Hag will know what I'm talking about. And I had this little conversation with Miss Wes also, but y'all, in the old days on New Year's Eve, you know, about the only thing you could catch on the TV was Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, and they always performed for the aristocrats. Yeah, that's right. That's the right word. Not, I almost said the aristocrats, but that's a Walt Disney thing. Wah, wah. And anyway, the aristocrats would go to the Waldorf Astoria. I called it the Waldorf Historia yesterday when I was talking to Miss West. And they'd all be there with with Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, and they'd have on the party hats, and they'd be drunk and drinking their champagne and all their regalia and their fanciness and everything. And then they would cut to Times Square. And y'all, do you remember who used to be in Times Square? Every once in a while, David Letterman will reference this person in Times Square. But do you remember who it was? Do you remember? You don't have any fucking idea. You think that the only person that ever, the oldest person that ever was in Times Square was Dick Clark. And granted, he is near death. And, you know, now they've got that, that Ryan Seacrest, down there. But y'all, Big Fatty remembers, and the highlight of New Year's Eve was going to Times Square and to Ben Grauer. Do you remember Ben Grauer? And that, if you don't know who Ben Grauer is, because Miss West did not know, because, you know, Miss West is a little chicken compared to Big Fatty anyway, but, you know, so is everybody else except for the Sea Hag. And anyway, Ben Grauer, you can go over to the to the goggle and type in Ben, G-R-A-U-E-R. I think that's how you spell it. And he was always down in the Times Square bringing in the new year and, you know, freezing his ass off. Y'all, it looked like it was really cold out there New Year's Eve this year. They said it was like 19, but the wind chill took it below zero. And the other thing was that, what was I going to say? I was going to wonder if the Southern boy was out there in the Times Square. I wonder how the New Yorkers ring in the new year. If they're smart, they're probably in their camisoles, in their bedroom shoes, sitting in the comfort of their home rather than being down there in the Times Square with the hordes. And I mean, well, you know, they cleaned it up, so it's hordes now instead of the whores. But enough of New Year's Eve and Ben Grauer and Big Fatty's nattering on. Y'all, today, as I promised you yesterday, today is going to be a voice letter palooza.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Freddie in Austin. I just got home from work, and I was greeted at the door by the post office personnel person. Otherwise known as the postman, with a box from my one and only Big Fatty. And Jed and I are impressed with the heft of your nutsack, and we're currently sitting in the car here driving to Galveston, sampling your hot, delicious nuts. And thank you so much for thinking of us, and hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, Nathan's melting down in the backseat. Hey, Nathan, you want to say hi to Big Fatty?
Yeah.
Say hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Dear Lord, Freddie, do you know how exciting it was to hear you commenting about the heft? The heft? Y'all, I don't think I've had my nut sack referred to or referenced by its heft. So, and the fact that Jed and Puffretti had my salty nuts in their mouth. Yeah, y'all, this new year is off to a good start just knowing that that happened right before Christmas, although they were going to Galveston. Isn't that where Glenn Campbell wrote a song about? Galveston, oh, Galveston. I don't know. And Nathan, you sounded like you were having some sort of spell back there in the back seat of the car, and you know, that's what all children are supposed to do in the back seat of the car. I can reference that because I was a child at one point in my youth, and I was a child in my youth. Oh, Lord. And speaking of people that hang around children, I shouldn't have said that.
Big Freddy! G'day, Big Freddy. It's Scotty here from Australia. I just listened to your latest show, and oh my goodness, it is, or it was, the nightmare before Christmas. Anyway, have a great Christmas tomorrow here, or in 2 days' time for you, and a Merry Christmas to the almost as fat Larry Vader. Bye. It's so hot and sunny here. I might have a swim. Bye.
Y'all, I think Scotty would absolutely... Talk about having a spell. Y'all, I think Scotty would have a spell if he spent a Christmas where there was cold weather. Even in Charleston, where, y'all, it New Year's Eve, it was in the 20s. It was in the 20s. And last night, the first full night of 2008, it was going down into the mid-30s. So, anyway, I'm sure the weather rat will give us an update a little bit later, so... Anyway, but Scotty was going for a swim, and then, you know, he had all those little gazions. You know, y'all, I have a feeling that my order of the ham-scented Asian boys was missent to Scotty instead, because that's what it looked like in those New Year's pictures that he sent me. Y'all, now I have a phone call from someone who I think this is their very first call to the BFO.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Ms. Groomer Zig calling, and I put my name on your listener map, and you signaled me out waiting for a Christmas card. So I'm going to call you now and give you a Christmas call instead. I wanted to wish you and all your family or whoever you call, want to call important a happy holiday season or Merry Christmas, whatever you want. So anyway, that is all. And I really enjoy your program. You give me lots of laughs while I'm working. So, and I've been doing that a lot lately. So anyway, I'll be listening to you on my iPod. And Merry Christmas. Bye.
Well, y'all, that was Ms. Groomerzig. She's out there in the, I think it's the Fullerton, California, which is, I don't know where the fuck Fullerton is. But anyway, I think it's down in the Los Angeles, Southern California, Orange County, California down there. And I think that was very nice of her to give me a verbal Christmas card. However, I cannot return a New Year's card to you. I guess I could give you a verbal New Year's card. Happy New Year, Ms. Groomer Zig. Yeah, how about that? And now, y'all, back to the Southern Hemisphere for a call from the one and only, that's right, my straight boyfriend.
Well, Big Fatty. Can a straight guy call it a drunkie call? Well, it is. And I'm calling to say Merry Christmas. And I'll catch you next year. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Can a straight guy give a gay guy a drunkie call? The answer is yes, absolutely. That's when we love it the most. And y'all, Straight Bob offered to buy Big Fatty drinks next time he's in the States. And y'all, I think this is kind of an interesting concept that the straight guy is trying to get the gay guy liquored up. And I kind of like it, you know? And Straight Bob, anytime you want to call me or do anything else, really, you know, just sit back and relax and just whatever feels right. You know, Big Fatty is all for it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And y'all, even though he did call my show shit in that thing I read yesterday, I think that's a compliment. And, you know, he also complimented DQ Rick by saying that DQ Rick's show was enough to blow his head off. So, you know, clearly Big Fatty is in good company if DQ Rick has the same effect on Straight Bob as Big Fatty does, or something like that. All right. I don't know. And now, y'all, oh, I gotta stop this porn music. Oh, Lord, how do I stop this? Y'all, I stopped the porn music because this next call, you talk about a nightmare before Christmas. Well, this next call is a nightmare from the past.
Big Fatty, it's ruined. Ruined. Where in the hell did Darth Vader come from? Put that bitch back out on the curb. Oh my God. Anyway, thanks to Brian in Massachusetts or Boston or somewhere over there on the, somewhere in the Arctic North, which is anywhere north of I-10. He clued me in on Facebook that the Vader was back, Darth Vader. So anyway, so I did just listen to the show. So anyway, Merry Xmas. We must remember to leave Christ out of it. And anyway, it's ruined, 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 ruined. And new year, new show, maybe, I don't know. I'm waiting for that little headset to come out for the Nano with the little microphone on it. And blah, 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 blah. I know you missed me, I'm sure. Of course, bitch, do you ever call me? No. I've called you. Yes. You've got the number. Ruined. Anyway. And there's the tale of the married guy. Yeah. So, anyway. Have fun. talk to you bitches later. Bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all, that is Drunky Bill, who used to call into the LFC all the time. And, y'all, first of all, a couple of things. Number one, that bitch hadn't called me. Okay, so there, that's incorrect. Number two, several of you had written to Big Fatty saying, hey, we don't ever hear anything about Bill the Gay Construction Worker. Is he doing okay? And so there you are, folks. If you were worried about Bill the Gay Construction Worker, obviously he is still alive and kicking and still hasn't changed a bit. And it sounds like he's thinking about doing another show again. Just what we need, another fucking podcast. And y'all, by the way, I'm going to remind you that Mr. Vader said he was going to start his new podcast on Monday. Y'all, that bitch is going to be at the Macworld on Monday. He ain't going to start no damn new podcast then. So I suggest that all of you go over there to the MyFace or to the Spacebook or to the Twitty and just give him a load of shit. Just give it to him. Give him a 2,009-pound bucket of shit. And y'all, speaking of buckets of shit, not really a bucket of shit, but y'all, Big Fatty got a robo Christmas card. Yeah, robo.
Alltel customer 601. Has sent you a text to landline message. Merry Christmas. Hope Santa is good to you.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, that was from Jeremiah. And, you know, that is very, very technologically advanced, is all I've got to say. Very advanced. Very advanced. And speaking of pants off.
Merry Christmas, Big Fatty. This is Miss Wes, and it is the 25th of December, the birth of the baby Jesus, and I wanted to remind you that the baby Jesus wants you to eat ham tonight. So I hope you are enjoying yourself and having a good Christmas, and I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Y'all, I am sorry to say that Big Fatty did not have ham for Christmas, but I did have the good turkey and all the other good nibbles. But y'all, did y'all hear all that shit that Miss Wes ate? And by shit, I mean delicious, delicious food that his mother fixed for Christmas. My God. And y'all, Miss Wes is a string bean. A string bean. That, and I don't think she made string beans, but that was about the only thing that she did not make. Now, y'all, I have several other voice letters, so it's going to take more than just today. But I wanted to end today with this very special voice letter. And I'm not sure who it's from, but I think it probably expresses the sentiment of many of you out there that listen to the BFO. Yo, I have no idea who the fuck that is from, but that came in and it gave Big Fatty a chuckle. It was a chuckle, y'all. It was just a chuckle. And, you know, we all need a chuckle here. Oh, dear Gussie. In the 2009. And, y'all, January the 2th is Big Fatty is the old hat's birthday. And the original orange hat turned 78 today, which corresponds with the year that Big Fatty graduated from college. And so, there you have it. So, I know he doesn't listen, thank God, but it's the sentiment that counts. And, you know, when it comes down to sentiment, you know, you just want to say to your hat, happy birthday, orange hat. And then, you know, maybe you just want to take a moment and turn to Big Fatty and just express your sentiment by saying...
But we all love some Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
1-800-878-2738 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.